Blog Talk Radio. Whenever I post new
broadcast. So today's broadcast will be uploaded on tomorrow for YouTube. So again, you can go on the YouTube, subscribe to me under Evangelist KL Rich. Also, if you're not following me on Facebook, you can follow me on Facebook under It Is Finished Ministries. Again, that's It Is Finished Ministries. It was up under KL Rich Ministries, and I've changed it to It Is Finished, going alongside with this broadcast. All right, we have a ton of headlines, but before we continue on with today's headlines, please keep in prayer your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ who are being killed by the masses in other countries. I'm talking about Christian genocide going on in Nigeria and other Middle Eastern countries. We want to pray for those Christians who are being persecuted, because persecution is coming to the United States of America, and if you don't have your house in order, you need to get it ready and know whose side you're going to be on, okay? So let's keep in prayer our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. All right. Pastor Saeed Ebedina says he witnessed Christians deny Christ to stop brutal torture in prison. Pastor Saeed, who was held captive in an Iranian prison for 3.5 years because of his Christian faith, says he witnessed some Christian prisoners turn to Islam to better their situation while others refused to convert. He says, during my time in prison, I saw so many religious and political prisoners who started out with very strong faith, thoughts, and actions while going through so many changes in their country and world. I saw some Christians who were put in prison because they would not deny their faith and they kept doing their ministry. Pastor Saeed wrote Thursday on Facebook. However, he goes on to say, but unfortunately, I saw some of these heroes of faith weaken through the difficulties and hardships of prison. I heard one of the Christians prayed in Islamic prayer to make his situation easier. Some ended up in divorce. I saw some political prisoners who started obeying the intelligence police of Iran to get free or make their situations easier in prison, he added. Okay, so he goes on to say that we do not know how strong our faith really is until we get tested. And that is true. You really don't know if you got strong faith until that faith get tested. It's easy to say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to last. But what if everything crashes around you, will you still continue to praise God? Will you still continue to serve God? Will you still continue to not deny the faith when everything is crumbling all around you? And we're going to talk about that more on Sunday because, you know, a lot of people feel like, oh, yeah, I'll surrender all to Jesus. And do you know we're surrendering all to Jesus? What if you had to give up your home? What if you had to give up your car? What if you had to give up that job? What if you had to give up the money in the bank, all your luxuries? Would you be able to still stand and say, I surrender all to Jesus? Or would you be like the rich young ruler who went away sorrowful because he had to give up everything? Okay, moving on. Mine is bigger than yours. Trump brags about the size of his manhood before laying into little Marco and Lion Ted during bitter Detroit debate. Donald Trump started off debate with cruel remark about the size of his hands and his manhood. Trump defending himself from little Marco Rubio and Lion Ted Cruz. Cruz mocked Trump when interrupting, telling him to breathe, 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 while Rubio quipped, when they're done with the yoga, can I answer the question? Frontrunner took a swipe at 2012 nominee Matt Romney, calling him an irrelevant, failed candidate. Only four candidates took the stage in Detroit: Trump, Cruz, Rubio, and John Kasich. Fifth candidate Ben Carson has not officially dropped out, but he decided not to attend the event. Trump leads the Republican delegate count with 329, while Cruz second on 231. You need 1,237 to win. Okay, so basically the Republican debate the other day was Forrest. It was entertainment, I guess, to grab your popcorn and sit back and just watch the mud sling. And while the candidates are talking about each other's anatomies and who got bigger hands and who got bigger other things, and is this even appropriate for a debate? No, it's not. It just lets you know that it's that the options are very limited. Since when has anybody's anatomy had anything to do with whether they can run a country or not? Okay, I mean, you know what? I'm just going from that because that was kind of really ridiculous. Okay, move on. North Korea says nukes need to be ready for use. For a second day, North Korea appeared to be flexing its military muscles in the wake of the United Nations vote meant to cripple the nation's nuclear program. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said the country's nuclear warheads need to be ready for use at any time, the North Korean state news agency KCNA reported on Friday. Under the extreme situation that the U.S. imperialist is misusing its military influence and is pressuring other countries and people to start war and catastrophe, the only way for our people, according to Kim Jong-un, says is to protect sovereignty and rights to live is to strengthen the quality and quantity of nuclear power and realize the balance of power. Okay, so basically Kim Jong-un is saying, hey, the United States is going around and they're flexing their muscles and trying to start wars and catastrophes. And so they're saying, well, the only way to make sure that they stay a sovereign nation is to make sure that their nukes is ready. Okay, let me just say this. Kim Jong-un is crazy. This is a madman. All right? He is mad. He is not mentally stable. He makes all his generals get the same doofus haircut that he has. He has killed his own family members, allowed them to be eaten alive in arenas. Anyone that's close where he's at, close to him, if you go against him or say anything in defiance, you will wind up missing. Okay, so this is a crazy man. Does the nation of, does the United States need to pay attention to what is going on with North Korea? Yes, you better, because you got a madman with some destructive bombs, missiles, and who knows what else that's willing to use them, okay? Now, the UN is supposed to put sanctions on him. Let me say something. These countries could care less about the sanctions. When the UN said, oh, we're going to put sanctions on you, the next day, North Korea say, let's build up our nuclear arsenal. He don't care. He doesn't care. A lot of these countries could care less about these sanctions. Does it cripple them a little bit? Yeah, it cripples them financial-wise, but do they care? No, they don't. They say, hey, we're going to go on without it. Okay, so moving on. Donald Trump is the most vulgar person to ever aspire to be the presidency, says Rubio. But instead of staying above it, Marco says, he needs a taste of his own medicine. Rubio says he isn't to blame for the vulgar spectacle that played out last night's GOP presidential debate that he says is Donald Trump's fault. He does regret the mean-spirited and tawdry discourse of the campaign lately, but believes it's not his fault. Donald Trump for the last year has made it one of the most vulgar spectacles in American politics history, Rubio said this morning. I'm going to say all of them are, it's ridiculous. There's rumors that Rubio was hitting a homosexual brothel and had his homosexual companions, and then you got Ted Cruz with his wife in the globalist establishment, and then he's also got things that people are saying against him or whatever. So, the politics are dirty, but what I'm going to say is this is amazing how the Republicans are coming up so much against Donald Trump. It's amazing how I don't think I've ever seen them attack their own as they have with Donald Trump this during this political season. So this has been very interesting, to say the least. Moving on, NBC blatantly promotes transgender propaganda again. NBC spent a great amount of time recently promoting the transgender lifestyle for both adults and children. The next, the network's Paramender Dio touted a pediatric study that concluded that if kids live openly as transgender with the support of families, they experience no abnormal anxiety and depression. Support and acceptance is the key, Dio said. Okay, so basically, NBC is promoting transgender kids. And, you know, it's a shame because the thing is that these babies are no more than 4, 5, 6 years old. And they're telling them, oh, well, you could be a girl, could be a boy can be a girl, you could be whatever you want to be, instead of telling them that, no, God created you who he wanted you to be. He wanted you to be a girl if he made you a girl. He wanted you to be a boy. You don't have an option. God is the only one that chooses what your gender will be. However, as we know, this nation is blatantly going against God. Now, you got pastors who are, you know, trying to go around the nation and pray and that we return back to God. And that's, you know, that's very good that, you know, you have those that are in the body of Christ that are trying to sound the alarm and say, hey, we need to go back to God. However, let's remember this. The Bible says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. America is not humbling themselves. America is not praying. America is becoming more defiant than ever. That was a condition. I believe that condition is gone when it comes to the United States. The only thing we can pray for right now is souls to be saved, but the judgments are coming. That means that while we're still trying to hold on to, well, you know, God's going to delay the judgment. No, judgment is here. Judgment is going to increase. We need to be praying for souls to be saved even during the course of judgment, because America is not trying to turn back to God. People have got their hope in who's going to win, whether it's the Republicans or Democrats. They're not going to save you. They can't save you. Only God can. So I don't care if Donald Trump does win. See, what happened, and Americans still didn't figure it out, when they thought, well, the Republicans were going to come in and overdo Obamacare and bring him up on treasonous charges, and they thought that the Republicans were going to come in and save the day, they didn't do it. So people were surprised and bewildered, and they thought that, oh, the Republicans, oh, we know the Republicans are going to come to the rescue. Well, guess what? They didn't come to the rescue. They let things go on as normal. Why? Because you can't put your faith in man. You have to put your faith in God. And that's what this country is failing to realize and refuse to admit to and submit to God. All right, moving on. Gingrich says establishment scared of Trump because he didn't belong to the secret society. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich told Fox News on Bill O'Reilly last night that the establishment is scared of Donald Trump because he doesn't belong to a secret society and wasn't involved in any of the rituals associated with the group. What kind of ritual? So basically, you're talking about your Bohemian Groves, your Skull and Bones, your Illuminati, your Freemasons. Well, they're saying that that Trump doesn't belong to any of those. So that's why they're scared of him. They do mock murders and mock sacrifices, and they kiss the skull and perform a mock murder. I mean, this is kind of, you know, people are talking about, oh, well, this is mass, this is a conspiracy theory. It's not conspiracy theory. They're coming out and telling you, just like with Justice Scalia, he was at a secret society. He was surrounded by a secret society. They're not saying he was in it, but he was around people that were in the secret society at the ranch where he was hunting at. See, there's nothing to play with. You can't play with the devil and think you're going to come out on top. Moving on. NYPD confirms use of sound cannons to control dissent. The New York City Police Department has been sued for having allegedly injured demonstrators at a protest over the death of Eric Garner by using military-grade sound cannons to disperse them. Okay, so what do these sound cannons do? They basically make a volume that can actually disrupt your ears. You can't stand the sound of it, all right? It makes a piercing sound, and it can cause migraines. It can cause nausea, persistent ringing in the ears. So they're being sued because they're saying that this was used during the Eric Garner protest. Moving on, Iran claims Republicans worked to stall release of Pastor Saeed until the 2016 election. A top Iranian official claims that Republican members of Congress directly asked the Iranian administration to hold off on releasing Pastor Saeed and three other American hostages until the eve of the 2016 election. Are you kidding me? Now, let me say this. If this is true, this is a top Iranian official saying this, if this is true, then what kind of dogs do you have running for president and in the Congress and House, the Senate? What kind of, because that's what they are, dogs. Oh, only dogs would do that. What kind of mess? So if they actually did this, why for a campaign, for you to be able to say, oh, the Republicans got Pastor Saeed released right before the election. We want to keep them in there longer. Don't release them until we have our election because we want to look. Okay, what kind of mess? That's why I say you, the Democrats and Republicans are two of the same head. So if this is true, and it says here some Republican presidential candidates such as Senator Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio celebrated the release of the hostages but blasted President Barack Obama for agreeing to the prisoner swap that entailed giving Iranian regime $1.7 billion in exchange for releasing five Americans. We got a mess going on in government, people. Okay, Indiana is set to divest from companies that boycott Israel, and that's good. We don't have time to read this article, but some companies, if they know that there's a boycott on Israel, they're not going to affiliate themselves with those who are boycotting Israel. High-profile British imam praises Muslim for murder pro-Christian politicians. You have some evil, wicked people in Islam that are celebrating when Christians get killed. On gay marriage, conservatives show that toleration and coexistence really looks what it really looks like. Let me say what it really looks like. A sin before God. That's what it really looks like. I don't care how many people say, oh, we could coexist. Like T.D. Jakes, oh, we could the black church could coexist with homosexuality. We're not supposed to coexist with sin. While you got these mega quacks calling themselves bishops and pastors and apostles and everything else, or saying, oh, it's okay. It's not okay. We're not supposed to coexist with sin. We love the sinner, hate the sin. We have to call it out by name. And many would not do that. Why? Because they're getting paid. The homosexuals are giving them big money. And it's not just the homosexuals, your adulterers and your pedophiles. And so let me say this. Some of you mega pastors have been the ones that turned these homosexuals out. That's what I'm talking. Yeah, I said it. Some of you have been the very ones that turned some of them into homosexuals. Shame on you, and you will pay for that. Okay, I'm just going to hurry up and read some of these headlines, the titles real fast. Salmon caught near Seattle, proven to be inundated with antidepressants, cocaine, and more. NYPD confirms the use of sound cannons to control the protesters. We just read that. Sweden counters Russian aggression by training with NATO. NYPD investigates rash of animal deaths in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. And how Muslim Brotherhood may lead to a new conflict between the U.S. and Turkey. Well, we have Muslim Brotherhood all throughout the government, including Obama, shaking hands and being part of it as well. GOP explores prospects of drafting Paul Ryan for president. Okay, we don't have time for anything else. We're going to go to the Word of God, and we're going to go to Amos chapter 8, verses 9, starting at verse 9. Amos chapter 8, verse 9, and we're going to see what God was telling Israel because of their sins. And it says, "In that day, declares the sovereign Lord, I will make the sun go down at noon and darken the earth in broad daylight. I will turn your religious feasts into mourning and all your singing into weeping. I will make all of you wear sackcloth and shave your heads. I will make that time like mourning for an only son and the end of it like a bitter day. The days are coming, declares the sovereign Lord, when I will send a famine through the land, not a famine of food or a thirst, but or for water, but a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. Men will stagger from sea to sea and wander from north to east, searching for the word of the Lord, but they will not find it. In that day, the lovely women and strong men will faint because of thirst." God was telling them, enjoy yourself now because I'm going to take all of that away. And this is kind of puts you in the mind of when the day when Jesus comes back, where the sun will go down at noon. That actually took place when Jesus died on the cross and said, "It is finished." The sun went down at noonday. All right, and the Bible talks about the earth going dark. The earth went dark in broad daylight, all right? So this happened when Jesus died on the cross and when he said, "It is finished." He goes on and says that your religious feasts will turn into mourning. The Bible says that when Jesus comes back, it's going to be as in the days of Noah, as in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. What does that mean? They were celebrating. They were having fun. They were getting married. They were having their feasts and festivals, and everything was normal. But then sudden destruction came, and so therefore their celebration turned into fear. Their celebration, can you imagine when the rain started coming down during Noah's time and they were knocking on the door of the ark, talking about, let us in, it's raining. And Noah couldn't have opened the door if he wanted to. Why? Because God shut the door himself. Whatever doors God shut, no man can open. Whatever doors God opened, no man can shut. All right, so that is what's going to happen in the last days when Jesus comes back. Jesus, you know, if you're not ready, there's not going to be a second chance. There's not going to be a time where, oh, I got time to get it right. There's not going to see a lot of people, they watch these Left Behind movies and, yeah, they're good for just, something to do. But they watch these Left Behind movies and say, oh, well, we're going to have a second chance once the saints leave, we're going to have a chance to get it right. No, you're not going to have a chance to get it right. The Bible says that the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive will be called up in the earth to meet him, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. But if your name is not written in the book of life, there is no second chance. There is no purgatory. There is no waiting period. Whatever way you're living right now, if you get caught without being ready when Jesus comes back, or should he come to your name first when you pass this life, that's it. There's no talking your way out. There's no, I need an attorney to plead my case. No, that's it. And that's why it's so important for us to live the life that God would have us to live right now. So many people are going to be lost because they are not living for Christ. They don't care about Christ. They want to have their good times now. But Jesus is saying, come. If you have not accepted Jesus into your heart today, I ask that you would say this prayer with me. Lord, I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. I accept Jesus into my heart today. Fill me, cleanse me, make me anew. I accept you, Lord, of the living God. Have mercy on me. And if you said that prayer, then welcome to the body of Christ. God loves you. He cares for you. He sent his son down here to die for you, and all you have to do is accept the free gift of salvation. God bless you. This is It Is Finished with your host, Evangelist K.O. Rich. We will be on Sunday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, 4:30 Central, for just going over the Word of God. No news on Sunday. We're just going over the Word of God. God bless you. Until next time.